Has anyone ever accused you of being a Jesus nut? Well, I've been accused of that, or at least it's said of me. One time I was meeting with some fellows. We would meet and have coffee and shoot the breeze, and they were amazed at the change that came over me when I received Jesus and things changed so much. And one of them said to me, "George, you've become kind of a Jesus nut, haven't you?" And I said, "No, that's not true. I'm not kind of a Jesus nut. I'm a complete Jesus nut. I've gone right over the edge." Well, they believed that. You know, the same thing happened to Jesus. Listen to what happened in Mark, the 3rd chapter. "And the multitude came together again, so that they could not so much as eat bread. And when his friends heard of it, they went out to lay hold on him, for they said, 'He's beside himself.' And the scribes which came down from Jerusalem said, 'He has Beelzebub, and by the prince of devils he's casting out devils.' And Jesus called them unto him, and he said unto them in parables, 'How can Satan cast out Satan? And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan rise up against himself and be divided, he cannot stand, but has an end. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and he will spoil his house. And there came unto him his brothers and his mother standing outside, and sent to him, calling to him. And the multitude sat about him, and they said unto him, 'Look, your mother and brother are outside looking for you.' And he answered and said, 'Who is my mother or my brother?' And he looked around at them which sat about him and said, 'Look, my mother and my brothers. Whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother, my sister, and mother.'" You see, Jesus had relational problems with people. He shared in this thing that we get sometimes, that we've kind of gone off our rocker. We become Jesus nuts. And Jesus shared in that same kind of misunderstanding with us. In every way, he experienced our whole life. So don't get upset if people think you're a little bit crazy to follow Jesus fervently and sincerely in imitation of him. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you are making me into the image, the reflection of Jesus Christ day by day. That means I have to take some of the same abuse that he took. He said that no servant is greater than their master. If they hate me, they'll hate you. If they think I'm crazy, I have a devil, they'll think you have a devil. So, Lord, I thank you that your presence is in my life. It's more important than anything or what any people say about me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.